Yo, it's Yeezo. It has been so long since the last time I recorded one of these, and truthfully, I'm a little bit rusty, a little bit nervous, but I have probably the best person ever to get me back in the swing of things with me.
Woo!
This is Claire.
Hey, guys.
Claire Estelle.
Claire Burton. Claire Estelle Burton.
Claire everything. Claire, everybody's favorite school teacher.
Yeah, kindergarten teacher.
Season 8, guys, this is a big deal. We're in our 8th semester. We're graduating. Well, you graduated Dang. Technically.
Technically, but like, I walked.
Now instead, she goes to regular school mm-hmm. every day and teaches kindergarteners.
I went back to the bottom. I started from square one.
Don't we all wish we could low-key go back to square one after fucking college? I would love to go to square one right now.
It's so cool because like, you just see everything from a different perspective. Like now I'm not the kindergartner. I'm just watching it all go down, and I'm like, oh, this is like,
damn,
is
I remember
crazy.
When I had that situation.
And when I see the sixth graders, I'm like, thank God I'm not a sixth grader anymore. That shit sucks.
Sixth grade? I was talking to my dad about this the other day.
Weird.
Middle school in general.
It's
actually,
weird.
You know what? I saw a TikTok where Eli Rayo, she was like, oh, or Rallo. I don't know how
don't
she
know
pronounces
who that is.
It. Whatever. She's the jar. I don't know if you've seen the jar mm-hmm. on TikTok. But she made a video the other day where she was like, forget jail. They should threaten people with going back to middle school because
That's
then
true.
I'd probably never do anything bad ever.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said that, I honestly laughed because obviously jail is more scary. But you have to kind of find the comedic balance with the fact that she just compared middle school to jail because it's actually pretty fucking rough.
It is. Yeah, because you have no say.
Let me look.
And you're just there. This. I don't know.
You're just trying to figure out who you are and nobody else knows who they are at the same time. So I feel like it's really easy for you guys to treat each other like shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's kind of like what we were saying when you first got in here before we started recording of just so many of the arguments with these kids happen because they can't express those ideas yet.
But that's the thing is like it's I was just talking to my friends about this, actually. And, like, it's so beautiful because these little kids, like, if you get them mad, like, they're going to throw something at you. They're going to scream at you. Like, they're going to show it in their face. And, like, if they're sad, they're going to cry. Like, and then they're going to bawl. And, like, they're upset. But then in an hour, they forget it even happened.
That's crazy.
We're best friends again. Like, they like me again.
I kind of
like
wish I had that kind of bounce back
Exactly.
Power.
They just bounce back. But it's because I think it's because they let themselves feel their feelings and their emotions. And then they're like, okay, that happened. I felt it. Now I'm moving on. But, like, as adults.
Okay, but that's very mature.
But, like,
as adults, well, I feel those emotions and then I keep feeling remnants of
because
those
we
emotions.
Don't let them go, I feel
oh,
like.
Oh, no,
we
I don't do, let them, I cry, like, all day, every day.
I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people don't. Like, I cry, but, like, I'm like, I can.
No,
whatever.
Wait. I am such a casual crier because people think that crying is like, oh, my God, it's so serious. Like, no. I saw a TikTok the other day about an old man telling us to live in the present, and I started bawling.
I cry in the first 30 seconds of Up every time.
Like, oh,
I'm
my
just
God.
Bawling. Like, just bawling because it's so sad and sweet.
Yeah, way to start a kid's movie, Up. Like, what
yeah,
the
it's
fuck?
Emotional. It's so emotional.
Jesus Christ. Anyways. Before we get into all of our dilly-dallying and all the crazy things we want to say about kids, I want to preface this by saying season 8 is really special to me because not only is it the graduation, but season 8 is my season to focus on the Claires in my life.
Oh,
I wanted to make this season about the people that have made the place because I think this podcast accidentally became some sort of documentation of my time here in college, and I think it's only fair to document the people that made my college experience.
Yeah.
Jack with the sound effect.
I love it.
He
That's
kills
awesome.
Me every time. They're so good. But I do have a few questions I want to talk about with you.
Ooh, bring it on.
Just to
I'm excited.
Just to talk about where we're at.
Okay. Let's do it.
And man, I don't know how to dive into this.
I know. I'm like, how is she going to start?
Okay.
Drum roll.
What scares you the most about what's next?
I don't don't know. That's a good question. What scares me the most? I don't know.
Or what do you think about the most about what's next? What's the thing that takes over the most mind power?
Oh, okay. I know. This is an easy answer, actually. Right now, what scares me the most is not being walking distance or a 5-minute drive from all my best friends. Like, I have so many other amazing people outside of my community here at IU and, like, my friends here in Bloomington. And I'm missing my family and my friends from back home, you know? But my friends in Bloomington are so special to me because I got to meet them at this, like, I feel like in college we're learning so much about ourselves and, like, this new chapter of life. And I'm scared to let that go, and I know I don't need to let that go, but, like, to not be able to be like, oh, I'll come hop on your podcast after school, or, like, oh, let's go get a coffee, or, like, come over, let's watch a movie and, you know, talk for an hour, like, whatever. And, like, all those people that is, like, I just don't want to let that go, or, like, just walk a block down and take a walk with some of my best friends, or go to the gym together, or run into you at the gym. Like, you know, that's what makes me the most sad. And I'm just not ready to let that go.
You see, I'm going to be honest. I feel like that hasn't hit me yet. However, mm-hmm. I was actually thinking about this in the car earlier. I had gone to Kroger and I went to the Kroger that's really far from my apartment. So I drove a whole 10 minutes back to my apartment. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about that. I was thinking about distance and the distance within Bloomington. And something that my roommate and I were talking about recently, which was kind of the same idea of the fact that we're kind of in a controlled community right now.
We are.
It feels like a city. You have your bars, you do your own groceries, mm-hmm. you do all your own things, you have your downtown area. But in many ways, it isn't. It's like a small town at the end of the day, as much as it might not seem like it. Because you usually run into somebody everywhere. You know, I go on a walk and I see that guy from that one night freshman year. Or like, I go on a walk and I see, like, the three girls that rushed for the sorority at the time when I was doing recruitment. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't go a day without seeing people that are actively part of your day-to-day life, part of your community, part of your history here at IU.
Exactly. And, like, not even to, like, add on to that, it's not even people, like, this was so funny because I was thinking about that this morning. Like, people you don't even know are part of your everyday schedule.
Yeah.
Like, your everyday routine.
You see the same kid, like, walking to class every day.
Exactly. So I was getting in my car this morning, and I was, like, running a little late. And I see this random guy that I always see walking past my mailbox to go to school. He must be in, like, the informatics building because I live right across from Luddy or something, because I see him all the time.
Or Kelly. So many Kelly kids always walk past your house.
Yeah, or Kelly. But, like, I see him, like, 4 times a week, and I've never spoke to him in my life. But now, like, I know what he looks like and how he walks, like, everything.
He's part of your community.
Exactly, and, like, I don't know his name. He doesn't know me. I sound like a stalker, but, like, he walks by my house all the time. And I'm like, oh, there's that guy.
And it's, like, the same people at your Kroger. And, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if I really see these things even more just because I come from a place where, I'm going to be honest, Miami has obviously community and culture and its mm-hmm. situation going on. But, I mean, I even talked about this with my dad the other day. Miami doesn't really have that sense of community that you might find, I don't know, in, like, New York. New York has a great sense of community, New Jersey, mm-hmm. certain areas. I mean, I stayed in Union City over the summer for, like, 2 weeks. And most people are like, oh, that's not a great area. I wouldn't ever stay there. Yeah, it's really not. But I have never felt more comfortable because within a few days of being there, I was able to pick up on, you know, this guy sits at the step every day. This guy goes
Isn't
to the same
so
store.
Cool,
this
though?
Guy owns that cafeteria. Like, these people make a community. Everything mm-hmm. is always similar. In Miami, we don't really have that. I don't know if it's because it's such a widespread area. But even places like where my dad lives in a neighborhood, an area called Westchester. And I think that's the closest to community that we have. Or maybe some small neighborhoods in the beach. Mm-hmm. But it's not the same as that sense of community that I've really come to love and learn and be comfortable with here in Bloomington. Because it's true what you're saying. This guy that does the same route to class every day has become a part of your norm.
Yeah.
You know, like, if the guy stopped walking around, you'd be like, man, I wonder what happened to that dude.
Yeah, like, I hope he's okay.
Yeah. And that doesn't happen in Miami. My dad, I guess he had a friend or somebody that spoke to him, or he saw something. I don't know. But the guy basically was from New York, moved to Miami in age, you know, to work there. And, you know, ideally you retire in Miami. That's what a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. Especially these snowbirds. They love to do warm. That shit. They eat it up. Yeah. No. This guy moved back to New York after the fact, because he said, at least in New York, if I stop coming to the bodega, somebody's going to notice I'm, like, dead.
Like, dead. Like, not.
Because yes, he's so old. He was like, I need somebody to know that I'm okay. Because it's such a luxury, and I really hope that wherever life takes me next, I get to have that. But I feel you. I mean, I don't think it's hit me yet that I won't have Claire at my side.
Yeah.
All the time, 24/7, in easy reach.
And I don't, but that's, I just, I'm
that's
not like ready.
Such a, that's weird. Because we created our whole lives here in Bloomington, and now we're starting again.
Yeah. It kind of makes my, like, stomach turn a little, because I'm so excited, and like, I really try to embrace change, and like, change is so good, and like, just, I always think of a butterfly, like, starts so little and then ends and it's so beautiful, but like, I'm just not ready for that yet. I'm ready for other things, just I'm not ready to like say bye to my people.
I guess we're never ready.
No,
we're just not. We just get forced to be ready.
Yep.
You're ready and you just don't know it.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody would. Yeah, no. But, I mean, like, for me, where I'm at right now, I know my biggest thing that I think about for after school is, you know, what's the right thing for me to do? Should I go with this job or this one? Should I try this career path? Should I move back home? Should I move here?
Yeah.
Like, what city do I want to go to? I feel like that's what takes up the most space in my brain right now.
And that's so common,
because there's seniors, so much like uncertainty. Yeah. I feel like,
but try and think about it. Year. Yeah, like, you get the choice. Like, you
Oh no, absolutely. There's, I mean, you know, there's a million ways to look at that.
But do
exciting.
You get the, like, the everything happens for a reason, and I just, like, I tell myself that, like, every single day, you have to. And some people, like, don't believe that, whatever, but like, I think everything
how can you actually live life and not believe that? Like,
dude,
how are you happy?
People do, and it's crazy.
Because that's the thing that keeps me just moving on, that things
Same.
Happen for a reason.
Yeah, me too.
I'll never understand.
Me neither.
But in your time here, what do you think now? Okay, I'm sure this might change day to day. But if right now I asked you, what would you tell yourself? Get in the zone. Feel pretty mindful.
I am.
If I were to ask you right now what you would tell younger you when you first started at IU, what do you feel like you needed to know?
That's a good question, too. These are good.
Thanks, Claire.
What do I need to know? That, like, you're going to make mistakes, and you're just going to learn a lot, and don't beat yourself up. Just, like, live and learn, like, keep going. Because often I find myself, like, when freshman, sophomore year, I don't do it as much anymore. But, like, if I make a mistake, like, I hold on to it for so long, and then it just keeps doing more and more damage. But if I just am like, okay, I made a mistake, I'm not going to do that again, I'm going to learn from it. And maybe I'll do it 10 more times. But then on the 11th time, I'm like, okay, I learned a lot this time.
You're the kid that has to touch the stove 10 times to understand it's hot.
I'm like, well, what if it will change this time? It might change.
Claire, my hopeful thinker friend.
Yes.
That's so true, though, especially I think for people that are very headstrong and confident. And I mean that in the most positive way, because I find myself to be a very headstrong person. And I get that sometimes being stubborn can be a negative, and it's really important to limit stubbornness. But I can see how you like that persistence. I can see that because sometimes it really does take a couple more tries to believe that, hey, this shit won't work out. And I feel like that applies to everything. I mean, mistakes in relationships, mistakes in your school, mistakes in your professional life, mistakes with your friends.
Yeah, exactly. Everything.
Yeah.
But, and that's, and something else, like, I told my sister, too, is, like, specifically freshman year, because she's a freshman here at IU.
I know. B.
Oh, shout out to Bia. Honorable mention. We miss love you. but she's a freshman, and something I told her when she was coming here was, like, you're in the same boat. Everyone's in the same boat. They don't know what the hell, like, they're doing. They don't know anybody. They don't know where they are. Like,
they're lost. Some of us are just more honest about it.
Yes, and, like, it's okay. And everyone's in the same boat. So, like, be friendly. Put yourself out there. Be open to new things. Because, and don't ever think, like, oh, my God. Like, they look like they know what they're doing. Because they don't. They're just faking it until they make it. Which
is really what we all do.
Yeah, which you have to. So that's what I told her. But, like, I told myself that a lot freshman year. Like, just, like, everyone's in the same boat. But I wish I would, like, be more easy on myself when I made mistakes.
I get that. I mean.
I just slurped.
How rude. Wait.
Sorry, so thirsty.
Can we get some cameras on her water bottle having bows on it?
Yeah.
Imagine giving your water bottle a hairstyle.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
That's awesome.
I have to make up for all the times I drop it.
This is a consolation prize. I bought you two ribbons.
Yay. Actually, this is so embarrassing, but you know, like, the little lacy things that come on your shirt so you can hang them up?
Oh, is it that what it is?
They kept popping out of my shirt today, and it pissed me off, so I took some mini kindergarten scissors, and I was like...
Mini kindergarten scissors.
I'm like, wait, these are cute, and I gave my water bottle bows.
Very cute. Her water bottle has a personality of its own.
Yeah.
Mine is just... My sister bought the same water bottle. That's what she wanted on her birthday. She wanted the same one, so we'd be matching.
What is it?
It's literally just from TJ Maxx. Hydro Peak or something. Oh, nice. Hydro Peak, whatever, however you say it. Hydro Peak, whatever. Fire water bottle. TJ Maxx, guys. It's literally $12.
You love TJ Maxx.
Stop buying yourself Stanleys. It's just... Anyway. but what I was going to say is, I don't know if you know, but I kind of took up a Spanish minor accidentally.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, it's because...
Okay.
It's because...
very bold of you.
Bitch, Spanish is my first language.
Oh, wait.
That's the opposite of bold.
Yeah, but Spanish is hard. For me, Spanish...
Not for me.
That's true. But even...
It's so brave and bold of you to get a minor in your own language.
Even, like, I feel like learning, like, all the I don't even know.
I'm past that. Like, so
really?
No, I don't learn any of that. Because they threw me straight into the 300 classes.
So how did you like that? Like, how was it?
So basically, this all happened because...
So was it easy breezy?
I mean, yeah.
Really?
Well, okay,
damn.
I'll explain. Just let me get into it. So I just needed some 300 level classes. And I was like, oh, what's the easiest 300 level classes I can take?
Spanish.
So I took Spanish. And then I get to my first real Spanish class. This is because I think I took 281, which is like the last of the 200s. It's the highest you can test into.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that and then I was done. I was like, I'm never doing Spanish again. Why would I? Like, let me dedicate college to learning more things that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I end up taking another Spanish class that's like significantly harder. And we're being asked to analyze literature in Spanish. So this isn't just teaching you Spanish,
no,
right?
No, that's what I'm
this
saying.
Is
like, it's
reading
probably
Shakespeare
more than...
and then trying to analyze it, except in Spanish.
Yeah, like, that's hard.
Okay, I mean, no, because I love English. That's what I was trying to get at. That's what I was like, okay, let me dive in. So it wasn't hard because that's up my alley. Like, hard for me is more like you asking me to do a bunch of equations. I'd be like, fuck off. Why do we have to do math? Like, yeah, I can do it, but I don't want to. But more analytical work, English, all of that, I like it. So it wasn't hard. Like, I didn't have to spend time on homework or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the kids in these classes, what led me to mentioning this minor, a lot of the kids in these classes are younger than me.
were younger than me every year. It was like freshmen, sophomore, not freshmen, sorry, that's incorrect. Sophomores, juniors. And a lot of them, they haven't even spoken in Spanish before. This is they're learning Spanish.
And they're in a 300 level class.
Yeah, so to me, I mean, obviously they don't speak perfectly, but to me that's even more impressive that you're showing such an initiative to learn another language. And not only learn another language and the conjugation, but you're taking it that step further and pushing yourself and sitting there and analyzing old Spanish literature. Like, hello, my friends in Miami wouldn't even dare to do that. Like, what? Like, looking at me sideways. Like, why would you... Like, no, nobody wants to read Don Quixote every 2 seconds. Like, no offense to Don Quixote lovers, but moral of the story is there's a lot of younger kids. And now, in my last year of taking one of these Spanish classes, I took a lower level than what I've been taking. It's still in the 300s, but this one is for heritage speakers. So it's the first time I've taken a Spanish class with other kids that also speak Spanish from heritage. And there's some freshmen in this class because it's like a second semester freshman year situation. Mm-hmm. And I was speaking to a young girl that I had met in the class, a young woman, and she's really smart. She's really ambitious. She's really cool. And she was kind of talking to me about asking me questions, I guess, oh, what's your major? And, you know, like, but what do you work in? Or, oh, that sounds cool. Like, kind of asking me about what I'm into. And I was like, I need to be upfront with you. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm a journalism major. I work in marketing. I'm really good at arguing. So every now and then I think of law.
Yeah.
And at least once a week, I contemplate quitting everything and becoming a teacher.
Yep.
So.
Which I tell you, you'd be a great teacher. Like, you'd be such a good teacher.
I'd love it, I think. But
I think you would, too.
Life will take me there if I'm meant to go there. But I
feel like like everything you do, you could be great at.
Well, yeah, so can you. Just it takes because we're hard workers.
Yeah, we are.
And we're passionate people.
We are.
But moral of the story being me and being terrible at narrowing down what I want to say, even though I've been podcasting for 3.5-4 years now. Mm-hmm. Somehow I still can't minimize my sentences. But moral of the damn story is what I would tell freshman year me is pretty much what I would tell this, what I told this girl. And it's something I still need to hear to this day, is that you're going to change your mind.
Yeah.
I walked into this and I was like, I want to do journalism. I know I want to do journalism. And to this day, writing is my first love. Like, I love writing. Mm-hmm. I love writing. I love journalism. I think it's a beautiful career. And even though, even after saying all of that, even after all the admiration I have for journalism, after dedicating 4 years of studies to it, my mind changes. My mind changes. I do marketing now. I work with Red Bull, and like that changed my mind. And experiences with the music festival world changes my mind. And my experiences with you change my mind. So I think it's so important when you're young, when you're a freshman, and even when you get to the end of the game at, you know, senior year. The end of the game. Please, just, there's like, so the rest much of left your to life. We're literally like, kids, but
you can change. But you can be different. Are gonna change. Should.
And it's so much easier to understand than to actually apply to your life. But please, like, get it through your thick skull. You are gonna evolve so much that, like, and I think of my dad as a really great example of this, and my mom, both my parents, honestly, and my stepdad, all adults in my life. Really, now that I'm thinking about it, the more my uncle Vinny. All of these adults in my life that I look up to and I find to be such impressionable figures in my life, they have evolved so immensely even since I met them. Imagine in the life they lived before I came onto this planet.
Yeah.
You know,
so has my mom.
I'm new, she's bro. I just got out here in 2002. Like, I'm fresh. I am new to the batch. I am 22. So fresh. I might qualify for the IHOP senior citizen, but I'm young. So... I think about that and I try to remind myself that during this time of our lives, which I think can be really stressful in wanting so badly to know what you're doing and have a perfect sense of direction, but I just don't think that exists.
No, and I feel like it ever will.
What you said earlier is actually great advice for that too, like stay open. Mm-hmm. And that means staying open to yourself too. You know, are you open to the possibility that you might want something else? And don't get down about it. Just do it. you know? So,
yeah, just do it. Just do it.
Nike, please do not sue me. I don't make money off this podcast. I'm broke. but it's just like, you're not marrying your first job. No. And even if you were, divorce is widely accepted these days. Yeah. I mean, even amongst Catholics. So really, if the Catholics can change, you can change
Anybody
too.
Anybody can.
They can. If the Catholic can change, you can change.
Yeah. Change is good.
Change is good.
Change is good. So put that on my gravestone.
I'm really, yeah, for real.
Change is good.
Don't say that shit because you're going to be pissed if that's what they actually write and you wanted something else.
No, actually, I would
be. Because
you
might change your mind.
Actually, that was my senior quote in the yearbook. Change is good.
My senior quote was the dumbest shit ever. This is proof that you're going to change.
What was it?
Is this proof you're going to change?
It was probably like.
It was me teaching people how to pronounce my name correctly.
Oh.
Because even in Miami, where todo el mundo, everybody and their mother supposedly speaks Spanish, nobody understands that double L sounds like a Y. It's a freaking A. Yeah, yeah. If my gringo friends, like Claire, my beautiful Claire, can understand how to pronounce my last name, you Miami kids don't have a fucking excuse.
What was your graduating class in high school?
Oh my God, people ask me this often here.
Okay, so, I was just wondering.
But I actually still don't know, because like, every time they ask me, I never look it up or anything.
Guesstimate?
Ugh, I wish there was, like, somebody from Reef here to double-check me. My best friend Melanie would probably know this. I'm going to assume maybe, like 600, 500.
Okay, it's not crazy.
Like, 500?
Mine was, like, 150, 130.
Oh, my God, so you knew everybody.
Yeah, oh, jeez. Knew everybody.
Oh, my God, you probably went to, like, everybody's birthday.
You just know everyone's business. No. I didn't get invited to everyone's birthday, but.
Because they're losers. They were scared you were going to steal the shine from the birthday kids.
Too cool.
It's Claire. Ugh. Shine so bright that they're jealous.
Yeah. What can I say?
What can I say? No, but back to the Spanish minor thing and I guess staying open. Even though I didn't go into the Spanish minor thing with the best of intentions and I just kind of wanted a fucking easy 300 level class.
But did you do it?
I did it.
So?
But I stayed open during the class. And that changed the experience completely because those Spanish classes went from being an easy A for me to being an opportunity to advance in my native language in a way that I don't think I get to do on a daily basis. Because I was thinking about it. I mean, I don't read in Spanish on a regular basis. No. I don't go on social media in Spanish. I don't talk often to my friends. I only talk to, you know, my home friends and whoever speaks Spanish. And I don't write professional.
Well, you do like call your mom
Spanish.
Like 5 times a day, I feel
Wait,
like.
This is so bad. Yeah, so, but my mom speaks perfect English. I speak better Spanish than my mom, fun like, fact.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like your mom, not
grandma,
saying she doesn't. I'm saying like you guys talk
we'll talk
Spanish.
And I do my Spanglish.
Yeah, in Spanglish.
No, but staying open during the class instead of writing it off as an easy A allowed me to expand my vocabulary in Spanish, whereas, okay, let me put it this way. So, let's say we never went to school in English, and we didn't talk often in English. At some point, our vocabulary in English wouldn't keep growing.
Yeah, no.
It'd have a limit, because we're not watching movies in English, none of that. So, my Spanish always, although it was great, it always had a limit.
Yeah,
I didn't keep.
I
stopped learning in Spanish at some point. I stopped advancing, at least at a quick pace the way you do in school.
That's a good point. I guess I never really thought about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've been able to expand my vocabulary and, like, so much learning about other dialects in Spanish that otherwise, being a Cuban from Miami, it was kind of limited before.
Yeah, that's neat.
So, yeah.
And that's really cool that you had that perspective.
Yeah, you know? But it was like what you were saying about like the kindergartners giving you different perspectives. Like staying open is what allows you to gain that perspective, is what allows you to grow, and ultimately I feel like is what lets you be comfortable with the change.
Yeah. Definitely, for sure. I'm just like, yes.
Like, yes. Yes.
I know, take a shot every time I say, uh-huh. Yes.
Dude, everybody, take a shot every time I accidentally say like.
Like,
I don't know how many times I've said it today, but looking at Jack, he just made a Riley smile.
That's a great question. I don't know. Because I say like all the time, too.
Without noticing, right?
No, absolutely.
Anyways, this generation and our filler words. But I also wanted to pick your brain. You know, like, do you have any major regrets is the wrong word. What do you think is, like, the biggest thing you learned from while being in college? Like, the biggest maybe mistake or just something you did that made you think twice?
Okay, this is funny because, like, all these questions I was literally just thinking about. And I think it's because I'm going to New Zealand soon in March. So, like, I've been kind of, like, not... It's like when you're... Well, I've never been on my deathbed, so I'm like, Jesus. It's like when you're on your deathbed, but I've never been on my deathbed. But she's it's a like, deathbed professional. Just like reflecting, I've been reflecting a lot this semester, and something like
I. Well, you've come close to some scary situations in your past.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. But like, it's not the same. You know, I wasn't like dying. Yeah. Well, whatever. Whatever.
It's semantics.
I got close. No. But. Something that I regret is there was a little chunk of my time here at IU where I kind of lost, like, my touch of who I am. Like, I've always liked to dress a little different and, like, put funky outfits together and do, you know, Claire things, like...
Put bows on your fucking water bottle.
Yeah, like little, and like my thrifting and just like, I like doing funky little things. Like last year on Earth Day, it was like 75 degrees, like so nice. Like, and I was 21, but my friends were like, let's go to this. It was like Beta was having this, like all these like blow up slides and like water. Yes. Slides and all this stuff, you know.
Friends would love to do that water slide shit. Yeah, but so it's really like, just like fango. What's the word for that? Mud.
It's just, it was just muddy. But like, it was like a 2 p.m. on Saturday, like 80 degrees, like so nice. And my friends were like, okay, this is probably going to be like, you know, one of our last frat parties. Because like, as seniors, we're not going to want to go to the frats. Like,
I remember my last frat party.
Yeah, and I think that might have... That might have been my last one. I don't remember. But it was Earth Day. And, like, me, I love the Earth. That's a big passion of mine. And I almost, like, went to these frat parties instead of, like, I always pick up trash on Earth Day. And then I'm like, no, like, just because everyone's doing that, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, that's not who you are, like, to not celebrate Earth Day. And so I went to the greenhouse, like the garden here at IU, and I volunteered for 3 hours and I weeded for like an hour and then I watered plants for like 2 hours-ish and like then like walked around.
Damn, that's a fuck ton of plants.
Oh no, it's a lot of plants. Yeah, because they have like an indoor greenhouse and then the outdoor and it's like really hot. So you have to...
2 hours
of watering, yes. Because you have to fill up the buckets, and it's a process.
I'm sorry, genuinely sounds like my fiance's, like, perfect day.
Wait, Jack, you're engaged?
I am, yeah.
Oh, my God, congrats. Thank you. That's awesome.
Guys, Jack just told me he's engaged for the first time.
Yay, Jack. Woo! Put that clap. Put that clap. Put the celebration.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
That's awesome.
Damn it. I have to get like a present or something.
I love how you just slid that in.
Stop. Stop. I thought I told you earlier.
No,
apologize.
You just slipped that
no,
out.
No, you're just a guy.
Like,
that's just such a guy thing. Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm engaged.
I am so sorry.
But he didn't, like, spend all this time planning it out, probably.
Like, getting the ring.
But genuinely, like, that sounds like her perfect day, though, is, like, just spending
watering plants for 2 hours.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes, and it's a process. It's not easy. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'll water plants. But next thing you know, you're hauling this big-ass, like, hose, and then you have to fill up these buckets.
I love all of
them. And then
assholes.
The lady comes up to me and she's like, actually, you didn't do them all right because they need to be drenched.
Oh,
and you just
God.
Barely watered them. And I'm like, well, I don't want them to fall out of their pot. And that, she's like, no, you need to drench them. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm drowning these little plants.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. It's weird, but it does work, though, weirdly yes. enough, because it's like it seems counterintuitive because like you're giving it too much water, but no, you yeah. gotta no, like drown.
And that's why it took so long.
I
actually,
guess that's how rainfall is though too, because I mean yes. the rain doesn't. You don't tell the rain stop. You're drowning the plants.
You're
like, it just keeps going.
but particularly like on that day, like that's why it took so long because I didn't want to drown them, and so then I have the hose all hooked up, and she's like, actually, like they need to. You need more water, and so I had to get the hose back out
so
and like
you got
bring
in
water.
Trouble anyway.
Yeah, well, like I'm not gonna do a half-assed job on Earth Day. Like, come on.
I had no idea Earth Day was such a big holiday for you.
For me, yes, because my mom is like a hippie. Like she loves.
Oh,
that.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I've been doing girl, like please. Earth Day things like every year back at home. Like my mom drags us out Wait. When we were little, and like we volunteer for Monarch Butterfly Day. And we teach little kids about butterflies.
Butterfly Day. Wait, I need to stop this really
at
quick.
Eagle Marsh.
Just to make Eagle Marsh. Are you like trying to promote Butterfly
yes.
Day?
Yes. Yeah.
You would get a kid out of Butterfly right World. Yeah.
Monarchs are cool, but.
No, I have to say something super important about Claire now that you're saying this. One of the first times Claire and I hung out or like wanted to hang out, this was like when we started actually spending time together, which after this we can talk about
yeah,
how
we'll
we met because it's kind of
yeah.
funky.
It is.
But I call up Claire and I'm just yo, what's up? Like, I want to hang out. Like, let's do something. And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm actually about to like climb a tower to go look at leaves fall, like brown dead leaves. Wait, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And honestly, yeah, for real. Honestly, Claire has such a beautiful way of speaking and being excited about life Aww. That this bitch almost convinced me to climb up like,
oh, yeah,
I don't know how many flights.
Your ankle's
70,
like
yeah,
broken.
My ankle still hadn't like healed well enough. And she almost convinced me to climb up
like
70 flights
I'll
of stairs
it.
To look at some Sign leaves on the floor, which you can look at. At the floor, like you don't have to go to a tower.
But like I said, seeing it from that perspective is so pretty.
It's all about perspective.
Yes, it is.
But that says a lot about Claire. Me yeah. being bored on a Saturday, and she's like, well, actually, we're going to go right now. Mind yeah. you, it's like 9 a.m. We're going to go right now. We're going to go on a hike, and then we're going to go up this tower, and we're going to look at leaves. I was like, damn, man, she makes that sound like a day at the spa. Like where it,
Let's
it's,
do it.
It doesn't sound what it really is.
But it was.
She almost got a city girl up to the tower, but
yeah, so close.
In the end, I said no. And what did we end up doing?
I'm trying to remember.
I feel like that was the day of the parade, but maybe it wasn't.
I don't know.
But then she got me to go to a parade.
Yeah, that was so fun.
That was awesome.
But I guess to answer
But
your
I stay
question.
Open to you.
Yeah, that was so fun. That homecoming parade. Literally,
it was awesome.
So fun.
That was one of the best days.
But to answer your question, like after I did volunteer on Earth Day, then I did go to the frats and I was like, what the hell am I doing here? Like all these red solo cups and this,
white
you know,
cups.
White solo cups, all these
fuck?
Red solo cups and like tea bags
like
everywhere.
A redneck wedding or something,
yeah,
white solo cups.
White solo cups. No, but I was just, it was very just opposite of what I was doing. But to think I almost didn't even like, you know,
solo cups and twee bags, you were really about to choose that over Earth?
Exactly. Ugh, and so
despicable. Just kidding. I would probably do
But I did both. And so, because if my mom listens to this, she's
2-for-1 special.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about bang for your buck.
But I don't know. I think it's very easy to like try and not fit in because I've always kind of been like, a little bit of an oddball in the best way possible. And I think you are too, but, like in the best way possible, like we're not normal people. We're not like black and white normal people. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm a little tan. I'm definitely in between.
No, like, you know what I'm saying, but
yes,
you know, we have some spunk to us.
You just told me I'm not normal.
Well, you aren't.
I'm gonna stop laughing. I don't know why I'm feeling like everything is so funny today, but I get you.
But yeah, like
I wish I could cue that song. I'm different.
Yeah, I'm different. But, like, I don't know. It's just important to stay true to yourself and...
A lot easier said than done.
And it's a lot easier said than done. And, like, Especially coming here
and it's a new environment mm-hmm. almost for everybody. Even kids from the Midwest. I mean, Claire's from a town about 3.5 hours away, yep. 4 hours.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Shout out.
Shout out Fort Wayne. Go to the deck over the summer.
Go to the deck. I'll be there.
She'll be working. But even coming from there, it's just different. College is mm-hmm. a different experience. Because it's such a controlled environment, like we said. So yeah. it's really hard to maintain true to yourself when you're experiencing the norms of 50 million bajillion other kids.
Yes.
And everybody's telling you, oh, this is cool. Oh, no, this is cool. Oh, come here. Oh, don't come here. That and party's like, lame. This party's cool.
I feel like freshman, sophomore, you like test your...
You test the waters.
You're like, okay, yeah. what's going on? Like,
it's a game that my dad and I like to call fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
My dad always says that's like literally. You're talking about how that's the best answer for everything.
But
like, oh, what's for dinner tonight? Fuck around and find out, man. Okay. I don't know. Come by. You'll find out when you get here.
But like oftentimes, like I think it was more junior year, I looked at myself and I'm like, you know, like the clean girl aesthetic and like this and that.
Not
and
Claire just, at all.
That's
You're
not
a funky,
me. But for a
ball.
Second, like. I tried to
do that,
and I tested that out, and then I'm like, shit, this is not me, like, at all.
Yeah.
And, like, it's okay to try new things, but...
Absolutely, because you're going to try new things.
But then I lost
you're gonna have
focus
phases.
Of, like, who I am, and then I think more senior year, I got back into that, and I'm like, you know, kind of, like, fuck what other people think, like...
Yeah. And sometimes we need to have experiences that put us in that place.
Exactly. So, like, I'm thankful for that because I needed it, obviously. But it's just, it's kind of just funny to look at it now and, like, you know, that's not me.
That's not.
Ever. That's never going to be me.
I get that. And I get that 100% because I think coming in here, I had a really clear, definitive idea of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in high school, like, my whole personality was loving rap and shoes and just music in general.
You love music. It's so cool.
I do. I love music. Mm-hmm. And I just, I definitely struggle because nowadays I feel like it's less apparent, I guess, because I added other things to my personality. Like, now my love for food and my appreciation for food and health, that has become super telling of my personality.
Yeah, you're
so
quite
the little chef.
So now
music isn't the only thing. But it's cool, you know, like add new things into your life. Like when you discover
things
you love, it's cool to add them to the mix that make you you.
Because you're either going to love it or you're going to find out you
actually hate it.
You actually hate it. You're like, this isn't me.
Or you try 10 times like Claire.
Yeah, or you, you try 10 times and on the 11th, you're like, actually, I don't like this.
No, but I think before you leave, we definitely need to talk about this, which is... Our how we met.
Yes, for sure. We met, it was so weird.
Fucking weird.
So weird. So freshman year, we were going, was it like a PCP party? But that wasn't the first
time. No,
we were just walking around campus,
also,
right?
Also, preface to this, because this is going to confuse you guys. But I'm doing this backwards. So I'm talking with the people I've most recently become friends with and then finishing off with, you know, my first friend here at school. And so this order is going to trip you out because Claire and I still met freshman year.
Yeah, but we didn't
but
become
she's my
friends.
Most recent friend.
Yes, until now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it's all coming back.
We met at a dorm. It was McNutt. I don't know, the McNutt dorm.
Terrible name for a dorm. Yeah, it was like downstairs too. And
it was a girl named Rebecca's dorm.
Yes.
And neither of us.
Oh, my God, yes.
Are still in touch with any of the people we were with that night.
Yeah, no.
And so we never crossed paths again until...
Until...
One
but,
fateful day.
But we add each other on Snapchat. We did. And we follow each other on Instagram.
True.
And, like, I vaguely remember meeting you freshman year. And
because it was, like, 15 minutes worth of conversation.
Like, it was
max.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
And it was weird and, like... Whatever.
The people were weird. The vibe was weird.
The vibe was weird. Like, why were you with them? Like,
I don't even know.
I don't even know. Why was I actually, yeah, I don't even know. But I remember, like, cleaning out my socials, and I saw your name pop up, And I'm like, who is this chick, like, on Snapchat? And should I delete her, like, you know? And then I looked up your name on Instagram, and I'm like, that's weird. I follow her on Instagram. And you just, I'm like, no, she's pretty dope. Like, I don't really remember her that much, but, like, she looks cool. Like, I'm not ready to delete her yet. Yeah, I'm not ready to delete her yet. And then, junior year.
Yeah.
We are at the gym. And I remember before I even saw your face, I just, like, looked at you, and I'm like, damn, like, she looks so good, like, strong, confident, like, girl, you know, like, that's cool. That's who I want to, like, surround myself with. And I look up, and it's you, and I'm like, and we kind of, like, connected eyes, and I'm like, I know you.
Yeah.
And then we got coffee, so then we start talking at the gym, then we get coffee.
At Starbucks a few days later. At
Starbucks, and we were just, like, literally nonstop chatting. But it
was right before I was leaving to Italy. Yes,
and that's what I'm getting to, because she just, Caitlin, like, we have this great conversation, like, we're just talking, like, so much in common. And then we come back, and it's, like, then we're leaving for the semester, and then we come back, and this girl's in, like, Italy.
Yeah, I just dipped.
And I remember messaging you, and I'm like, where are you, and what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, we just talked, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm in Italy now. I'm like, how did you not mention that when we were talking for an hour or two at Starbucks?
It didn't come up.
But we just weren't talking about that. Like, we were just shooting the shit.
Yeah, like, it was just conversation. Yapping. And then when we came back,
so funny.
Senior year, I hung out with Claire, like, twice. And I've had a group of really close friends here at school for a while, the boys, and things were happening at the beginning of senior year. I had broken up with my my boyfriend at the time, and all this stuff was happening. Like, there was just a different dynamic in my life going on senior year, the last year. But the beauty of perspective, the beauty of being open to things is that it was the perfect time for Claire to, like, bounce into my life and for our friendship to blossom. Oh. Because now it's like, I'm like, how have I, not been?
I don't know if I have that, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm not Jack looking for the aw sound.
Oh.
I've got applause.
Yay.
Applause, yay. And it just was the perfect opportunity for Claire, that random girl I met that one day at the dorm and then ran into at the gym, to, like, actually be my friend and us get to know each other, because I had all this time that I wasn't spending with these other people and, like, other things in my life. And, like, I just...
It's cool.
That opportunity that in the moment felt like a sad reason to reprioritize my life was actually probably one of the best things that could have happened in that way. And I'm honestly so grateful. I don't know how... I don't know. It doesn't feel like I did college with without Claire this whole time.
That's what is just crazy.
Feels like you've been here the whole time.
But yeah, so you were gone in Italy, and then you came back, and then senior year we reconnected. So it's like a semester, it was like instant besties.
It was like from 0 to 100.
Yeah. And next thing you know, we're just, I'm almost convinced you to climb up like 150 flights of stairs to see the leaves drop when you have like a broken ankle. And it's really cool.
Those beautiful leaves. But life is beautiful. Life is cool if you stay open and you work on your perspective and you work hard to embrace change. Then you might be lucky enough to stumble upon people like Claire and experiences like climbing towers to see leaves.
What's that song? It's like, life's so fun. Life's so fun.
I have no idea what that song is. We'll find it, because that could be your song of the week if you want, because you have to come up with the song of the week before we say goodbye.
Oh, gosh. That's crazy.
You can check your phone if you need to.
Yeah. Let me see.
That's valid. I actually don't even know what my song of the week is. Ooh, nobody look at me.
No, this song is funny, but if I can find it.
Let's see.
It's like, my sister, it's... Is it this? Let me look. Can I play it or like?
Sure. Wait, okay. Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, a few
I'm sure we won't get sued, whatever.
Yeah, no.
Sure. Wait, I don't know if I've ever heard this.
No, I
have never heard this song.
Of course. so throwback. Where's
the life that's. Wait, I've never heard that song.
This is annoying.
Whatever, life's so good.
Yeah.
Life's so fun.
Life's so
fun. What's the name of that song? We're gonna have to play that in the car.
Yeah, I will. It's Muna, M-U-N-A, by Silk Chiffon.
Oh. That's the one. Okay, I have heard the chorus.
Yes. But that song's just, like, playing in my head. But life is fun. And I think that's something to remember, too, is, like, don't take life too seriously. Because you just can't. Like, life is supposed to be fun.
That's definitely one of the harder ones to implement. Yeah.
But I think that's just an important thing for, like, people going into new things and new phases of life. Like, don't take it too seriously. Yeah. Because if you think about it, like, I was literally just thinking about this, but we're just like these teeny tiny specks on this big planet.
Bro, I hope and nobody like, high is listening to my podcast.
Yeah. This actually
we're
might.
We're just tiny specks on this.
This
planet.
Might be a high thought, but I'm not high. No, but like.
Oh my God.
No, but like, this probably we know. Was. But yeah, we are so tiny and. So, like, we can't take things too seriously, but we also do make a big impact on the small community we're a part of. And that's really freaking cool.
The same
cool.
way little ants put together their big empire.
But I was, yeah, exactly. But I was just there, I was watching this video of this guy, and he lived in, I forget what big country, but he lived somewhere, and he was, like, 35, and it was his first time being in the ocean. And so he had this random stranger take a video of him, and he was just so happy, just like standing, obviously, because he didn't know how to swim, but just like flapping his hands in the water and stuff.
That'd be crazy and if he knew how to swim.
Yeah, no, he didn't like drowning.
That'd
no,
be so impressive.
But like, it was so cool because I don't know, things that we take for granted, other people like have never experienced.
Absolutely.
That are so beautiful, like swimming. It and like
experience
we're,
it all and take it
really
easy.
Cool. Yeah.
I agree.
And just, life's so fun.
Life's so fun.
But yeah, don't take things too seriously and just keep on keeping on.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And I guess the same type of pop music, girly music vibe. I think my song of the week is actually beginning to be Used to Be Young by Miley Cyrus.
Oh my God.
It's so fun to sing to, but it's low-key sad. But I'm not sad at all. Just.
I love that song.
It's just such
That's
a great song.
Miley
such Cyrus.
A good song.
She's
a really
she's great
the best. That's a good,
thanks,
song.
Thanks for this. This is
great. This was so fun. It flew by.
It really did.
I'm like,
this was
I can't believe
fastest.
It's been like an hour.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like I could talk to you forever.
For more. Yeah, we have more.
We
have
to do this again.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
it's gonna be the Claire and Caitlin podcast.
We're gonna start a new one.
People
Stay
are
tuned.
Gonna be like, Caitlin, get a new like
get
a new
hobby.
Yes.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for joining us. Stay open to everything that life brings your way.
Such a privilege.
Yeah.
To be on here. Thanks
Such
for
a privilege
having
to
me.
Be around you.
And actually, I listened to your podcast when we ran into each other at the gym, and I didn't
That's
know you.
True.
And I told you that, and I don't know if you like really believed me or you thought I was just like making
I
up
I believed
shit.
You, but I still don't know how to react when people tell me that they listen to this. I'm always just like, oh. Okay, but in my head, nobody hears this. I think that's why I speak so freely, because I'm like, oh, nobody's going to hear this.
Yeah, but that's why I liked it, because I'm like, oh, because you posted on your Instagram story, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Like, I was walking on the outdoor track here, and I'm like, listen to it, and it's so fun to listen to you talk, because you're just 100% yourself, and that's really cool, because not a lot of people
Damn it,
are like
and
that.
You're 100% yourself.
Thanks.
Anyway, stay true to you.
Yes.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for joining me.
Peace and love.
Big kisses. Bye.